Hey guys, Resource Radio. I want to read from Noam Chomsky in his book Necessary Illusions. Noam Chomsky, of course, is an MIT professor. You know, I've had him on the show. When it comes to 9/11, of course, he's full of dog droppings, but nevertheless, he's written some good stuff. You know, when it comes to exposing media lies and corruption, he's right on the ball. When it comes to exposing the fraudulent nature of not only the Cold War, but all of the military engagements we've been involved in, including the current two in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's great for that. He's great for exposing Israel's mass ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. Anyway, here's what he says in Necessary Illusions, a book about media lies. He said, in short, the major media, particularly the elite media, set the agenda that others generally follow. It would hardly come as a surprise if the picture of the world they present were to reflect their perspectives and interests. Concentration of ownership of the media is high and increasing. Absolutely. There's one of the biggest problems right there, guys. How can people think that the media is representing the interests of the general public when it's controlled by multinational, multi-billion dollar corporations? You really think the big corporations are concerned with your interests, with your finances, with your livelihood, with the maintenance of your lifestyle? Believe that, folks, and once again, send me the check. I'll mail you the bridge as soon as I get the check. Okay? You would think, guys, that the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, would intervene to prevent such high concentration of ownership of our media, right? Wrong. On the contrary, this federal bureaucracy has fought to keep this disturbing fact from the public. This point was actually brought out by MSNBC on September 14th, 2006, when it reported this, quote, the Federal Communications Commission ordered its staff to destroy all copies of a draft study that suggested greater concentration of media ownership would be harmful to local TV news coverage. Adam Candube, now a law professor at Michigan State University, said senior managers at the agency ordered that every last piece of the report be destroyed. The whole project was just stopped. End of discussion, he said. Just like that, point blank, destroy it. You know, put it through the shredder. Once again, guys, did you really think the FCC was there to stop media monopolization? Do you think they're there to regulate that? They're there to ensure it, just like the FBI at the highest levels. Do you really think they're there to investigate crimes, get to the bottom of it? Oh, come on. Yeah, they'll bust a few people here and there for window dressing to make it look good. But the real purpose of the FBI is to cover up federal government crimes. Think about it. It's the perfect scam. They show up on the scene all the time and order all the local and the state police, get out, get out. We're here now. We're going to save the day. And, of course, they all bow and acquiesce. Oh, okay. Oh, the FBI is here. Oh, our service is not needed here. The FBI is here. And all they do is destroy evidence, put papers through the shredder, lie, cover up, give false information, and lead you way off the track and assure you that a complete investigation has been conducted. I mean, look what they did in Pennsylvania. There were volunteers there who wanted to rope off the area, photograph every piece being removed, and, you know, catalog it like what is standard procedure in any investigation. The FBI said, no. We already know what happened here. We don't need an investigation. Just clean it up and fill the hole in. End of story. Go home, boys. Thanks for your help. Bye-bye. Oh, man, I tell you, stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. I want to talk about some of these interlocks that exist between the big media and big corporations, guys. Just to give you an idea of the happy little cozy arrangement that's going on here and whose interests are really being served. And do notice, as I go through this list, the number of Pentagon contracting companies that are interlocked with the media, the big media. New York Times is interlocked with the Carlyle Group, which, of course, owns United Defense. Daddy Bush is heavily invested in that. By the way, I have to say this is kind of funny. The CEO, the one who started the Carlyle Group, Frank Carlucci, was big in the Reagan administration. He actually, at one point, had Junior Boy working for him in the early 90s, but they had to let him go. They said that he was the worst asset the company ever had. That's W. very interesting. So, you know, Carlucci is a scumbag, but at least he's not stupid. He knows a loser when he sees one. Eli Lilly is also interlocked. Ford Motor Company, Johnson & Johnson, Hallmark, Staples, Pepsi, and Lehman Brothers, all interlocked with the New York Times. The Washington Post interlocks with Lockheed Martin, another little Pentagon contracted company. Coca-Cola, Dunn and Bradstreet, Gillette, GE, which of course owns NBC and is a major Pentagon contracting company itself, J.P. Morgan and Moody's, the Chicago Tribune and the L.A. Times interlock with 3M, Allstate, Caterpillar, ConocoPhillips, Kraft, McDonald's, Pepsi, Quaker Oats, Shearing Plough, and Wells Fargo. News Corp, or Fox, interlocks with British Airways and the Rothschild Investments. GE, again, owner of NBC, interlocks with Anheuser-Busch, Avon, Bechtel, Chevron, Texaco, Coca-Cola, Dell, GM, Home Depot, Kellogg, J.P. Morgan, Microsoft, Motorola, and Procter & Gamble. Disney, which owns ABC, interlocks with Boeing, Northwest Airlines, that is, Clorox, Estee Lauder, FedEx, Gillette, Halliburton, Kmart, Staples, Yahoo, and McKesson. I mean, it just goes on and on. Viacom, CBS, interlocks with American Express, Consolidated Edison, Oracle, and Lafarge North America. AOL, Time Warner, or CNN, interlocks with Citigroup, Estee Lauder, Colgate, Palmolive, and Hilton. It just goes on and on and on. But again, do notice that pretty much all of those interlock with one or more Pentagon contracting companies. Naturally, they're not going to tell you about the war games that we're lied into. Coming back to Necessary Illusions, written by Noam Chomsky, got another quote here for you. He said, "Journalists entering the system are unlikely to make their way unless they conform to certain ideological pressures, generally by internalizing the values. It is not easy to say one thing and believe another, and those who fail to conform will tend to be weeded out by familiar mechanisms." Which could be either getting fired or getting fired at. Plenty of that's been going on under this administration, in case you didn't know. Lots of people in the press, guys, have been outright murdered, both over in Iraq. You know, supposedly, during the conflict, you know, during the fighting, some random shots. Yeah, random, all right. Even PBS brought out, when they did their Frontline documentary on the Iraq War, which came out in January of 2004, even they admitted that in broad daylight, one of our tanks turned on them. They had, you know, big signs up indicating who they were. They called ahead of time and were told that they would be able to film safely in the spot where they were at. Broad daylight, the tank gun barrel turns right on them and opens fire and kills their cameraman. Yeah, that was an accident, all right, just like the Italian reporter, Julian, whatever her name was, and, you know, shooting up the Baghdad hotel, which housed not only Al Jazeera, but also American reporters as well. And, of course, it goes on and on. There's many other stories like that, and it went on in Afghanistan also. Nobody even bothers to try to get in there anymore. We don't even know what's happening in there, except what the Pentagon tells us. And everybody knows we can trust the Pentagon, right? In addition to lying and withholding truth, the media also manufactures and manipulates the general public's thoughts, opinions, and values, as we read from the pages of Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. This goes back to 1928. This has always been a goal of the media. This has always been what they've been primarily interested in, is warping, twisting the public's attitudes and opinions and feelings, emotions. He said, "Propaganda is the executive arm of the invisible government. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society." And this was way back, almost 79 years ago. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our tastes formed. Our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind and who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. To deplore the existence of such a mechanism is to ask for a society such as never was and never will be. To admit that it exists but expect that it shall not be used is unreasonable. There you go, guys. This was the case way back in 1928. How much more so do you think it's the case now? He says it's unreasonable. It's downright silly to think that they're going to not do this. Of course they're going to do it. Since they realize that the public can, in fact, easily be manipulated through media, of course they're going to manipulate you so they can get away with their crimes, so they can sucker you, they can get you to fight their phony wars and rake in massive profits as they do so, steal nations' resources, use it as a launching pad for other invasions by building military bases there. That's all we've been doing for decades on end now, and the media, of course, isn't telling you this because they're profiteering from it. They're interlocked with these very companies that contract with the Pentagon, and therefore they're profiting handsomely by it. I mean, what would prevent anyone at this point from denying that this is going on? I mean, do you honestly think that, is it a desire to believe that these big multi-billion dollar corporations are somehow concerned about you? Oh, man. This country has some of the most gullible saps on the planet. I'm afraid to travel abroad and admit I'm an American. I'm embarrassed, to be honest with you, folks. Embarrassed and ashamed. And then, again, doesn't mean all Americans like that, thank heavens, but wow, a whopping majority certainly are. But again, the good news is that is changing. Those statistics are finally coming around. I'm proud to say that in the past several years, television news media, has lost 60% of their audience. So actually, that's a majority that's woken up in that area. The printed press has lost about 40% of their clientele. And that proportion sounds about right because, more people have left television news because the lies are more obvious and blatant there. They're not so bad in the printed press because they know for one reason most people go to the television more for their news than they do the printed press. So that's why the control there is more obvious. So, I mean, it's not all bad news. Yeah, we've had a lot of dumb people in this country, but a lot of them have actually been waking up. So in the midst of this depressing diatribe, there is some good news to all this. Ben H. Bagdikian, Dean Emeritus of the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of California at Berkeley, wrote these interesting statements. He said, power over the American mass media is flowing to the top with devouring speed. The country's most widespread news commentary and daily entertainment are controlled by the world's largest corporations. The controlling handful of American and foreign corporations now exceed in their size and communications power anything the world has seen before. Their intricate global interlocks create the force of an international cartel. Well, they are an international cartel. They're run by international cartellers, the international banksters, financiers, the hucksters, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, guys. It goes on and on. Anyway, there are pernicious consequences. While excessive business itself is cause for economic anxieties, the world problems are political and social. I'll finish that quote when we get back, so stick with us.
Wash your heart and The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We have a caller on the line, but before I go to him, let me just finish this quote here. Again, this is Benjamin Bagdikian. He goes on to say, the country's largest media giants have achieved alarming success in writing the media laws and regulations in favor of their own corporate interests, against the interest of the general public. So there we go. They write the legislation. They write the regulations. This is, I've been saying this over and over and over, as others have, guys. This is so important to emphasize this. Most of our laws, most of our regulations are written by the very companies that are getting regulated. They regulate to ensure that their interests are served, that their monopolies are protected, and to crush out competition, and to ensure that the public's interests are not served, only theirs, so they can hoard more money in their pockets and lie to the public and get them to fight phony wars that they profit from. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Their concentrated power permits them to become a larger factor than ever before in socializing each generation with entertainment models of behavior and personal values. Notice. Entertainment models of behavior and personal values. So in the, not just in the news media, but in the entertainment media, people who idolize these, Hollywood personalities, they're using those people as a means of changing people's moral standards, their viewpoints, their positions on, you know, various issues that concern them. I mean, just look what goes on. Look how the, you know, the youth particularly are big on this. They like to do what or get into whatever their Hollywood idols are into. And this is all by design. You know, you wonder why kids are so disrespectful today. They have such nasty attitudes toward their parents. You know, they don't, they're rebellious and getting into trouble, blah, blah, blah. A lot of this stems from what is seen in the Hollywood, you know, youth-oriented films. It's all by design. They know that this has an effect. And so it's not some unforeseen negative consequence. It's all by design. Anyway, let's go to our next caller here. We've got Robert in Utah. Welcome, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? What's on your mind, man?
Just wanted to add a little more to your conversation today and yesterday. I really enjoyed the visit with Russell Means yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
And I've been paying attention to these issues for a long time. I have family that came to this country in the Mayflower. And I have family from those Indians who met them. In fact, if it wasn't for Chief Massasoit, who helped rescue what was left of the Pilgrims, all of them would have died. And I have seen with my own eyes, as a volunteer.
And we've thanked them so well, haven't we?
Oh my word. I think that we have tried to lock them in the closet. It's now time to let the American Indians out of the closet because we now need them. And I think many people don't know exactly how they fit. And I was born in 60, but all my life I've been paying attention to this.
If we had a Native American in the White House with, you know, control over our military, we'd have heaven on earth tomorrow.
Well, among the Iroquois Confederation, they functioned as we the people, and Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson, they went over there to copy. They, in fact, with the United States, they began by copying the Iroquois Confederation. But as I understand it, with my own eyes, I have seen this, and I wanted to pass it on to you. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is the largest branch of the federal government. They have a map in their possession. I have seen this map. They don't want people to see this map. I have seen this map. They show the tracts of land that are a part of the treaty between different tribes and the U.S. government. More than half of this nation has never been put under treaty. So when China has been asking for collateral for all of our promises to pay, the U.S. government has been delivering a promise to pay, and our promise was no longer good enough. China and the Arabs have demanded collateral, and chunks of this country has been handed over as collateral, but it's significant. More than half of this nation has never been put under treaty, and I have been waiting. I've been waiting and watching, and I have been involved for the day when the American Indians stand up and bring their sovereignty to the table to rescue this nation, not to rescue the U.S. government, but to rescue the Constitution, to rescue the Bill of Rights. We need them. But they have been locked in the closet. It is time to let them out. It is not about possession. It's about jurisdiction. It is time that they come out of the closet and help to rescue the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I think there's a whole lot of people who expect it's about possession. It's not about possession. It's about jurisdiction. There is an organization that I have been a volunteer with for many years. There's a website. It's NATO. IndianNation.com. They've been working. You know, there's more than 900 tribes in this country, and
wow,
most of them operate.
Well, nations. I think they like the term nations better. I never thought of that before, but that makes a lot of sense.
Most of them,
you know, tribes. Let's face it. The word tribe is kind of demeaning. It makes it out like there's primitive peoples. You know, they love to use these terms to demigrate them. Tell you what, we got to go to a short break. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Robert from Utah on the line. You know, Rob, if it wasn't for my kids, I'd be pulling up stakes tomorrow and moving out to, you know, the Dakotas or Montana or whatever. I'd love to join with those guys, not only to get away from and you know, to renounce my citizenship in this fraudulent fascist pig regime, but just, you know, those people love life. They enjoy life. They know how to... I mean, they appreciate the good things in this world. You know, they love nature. They could care less about man and his mighty power and his big skyscrapers. And, it, you know, that stuff doesn't do anything for me at all. They can have it all. They can drown in it. You still there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm here. I agree with you. It really upsets me when I hear people talk about leaving this country. And I'm thinking, you know, take your luggage and leave. We don't need you. If you're just going to run away, go ahead. But who will stand for this country? Who will stand for the Constitution? Who will stand for the Bill of Rights? When I was listening to Russell Means yesterday, that's what his language was about. That's what he was talking about. And yet there are some, right? There's a difference. To you and me, I'm part Indian. I'm part Indian, okay? But I'm white skin. I thought I was just completely white, but I know what's in my heart. I love this country, and I love the Indian people. I do. But... there's more than just one kind of Indian. There are those, right? the Aztec Indians and the Mayan Indians, many of those are Mexicans and coming up here, and they're saying, this country's ours, give it back, we're going to take it, they're black. And I'm thinking, what a bunch of garbage. You know, on the other hand, there's people like Russell Means, more than 900 tribes of people, indigenous people, who love this country, who love the Constitution, who love the Bill of Rights. And on the 17th of December, that's when the Lakota people stood up and say, we are a nation. And I believe all the American Indians need to come together and do that very thing in this country to rescue this country. It is significant. More than half of this nation was never put under treaty by them, and we need them. And I don't even know what it's all going to look like, but I believe God is behind it, and we get to see it. And I think in front of us, there are banking people, right, who are in charge of the presidency. We can send Ron Paul back to the White House, but he can't. I mean, who's in charge of the presidency? It's not the president, okay? On purpose, there are people who are planning the demise of this nation, and I think we get to see it happen. It's going to be awful. They have designed the fall of this country. Question is, what will rise on those ashes? I believe the American Indians are that remedy, and God is bringing them out of the closet, and I believe that they are the remedy.
Russell Means.com, folks, if you want to go and check out,
and another,
if you want to help out with this worthy cause. What's that?
Another website, NATO, NATO Indian Nation.com. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate your call. Yeah, that had to be, I'd say that was my favorite show yesterday, my favorite guest. That was just awesome, and I'd like to do more like that in the future. I mean, these people have been so oppressed nonstop, and they've never fought back, even with a harsh word, for the past 100 years. I mean, they've been so mistreated and have had been betrayed over and over. Just real quick, I think back what happened with, I might have mentioned this on an earlier show, but it's so sickening. What Reagan did to them back in the 80s, the Navajos in New Mexico. He said that, we want you to mine uranium. There was some uranium deposits on, their reservation. So why don't you guys start mining now? And, the government checks will be forthcoming later. Well, they went ahead and started mining operations. They invested several million dollars, which they really didn't have, but they figured it's going to pay off later, right? They're halfway through the mining operation. They cut the deal off. And now they not only aren't going to pay them for all the, the millions that they invested, not going to reimburse them, but they're telling them they have to pay several million dollars more to clean up the mess. They never provide them with any expertise, to show them how to properly mine so that they would be protected from breathing in any harmful radioactive materials. And they did. A lot of them got sick and got cancer and died. It's just unbelievable. So, I mean, the already poor nation of the Navajos were driven even into further poverty. The government never made good on its promise, never even paid them back for the costs that this it's just so sickening, but so typical. And this stuff never makes it, of course, in the news. Nobody's told that this is, this stuff goes on. Anyway, coming back to our media fiasco here. Similar to the quote I just read from Bagdikian is Benjamin Ginsberg, who had this to say in his book, The Captive Public. He said, Western governments have used market mechanisms to regulate popular perspectives and sentiments. The marketplace of ideas effectively disseminates the beliefs and ideas of the upper classes while subverting the ideological and cultural independence of the lower classes. Through the construction of this marketplace, Western governments forged firm and enduring links between socioeconomic position and ideological power, permitting upper classes to use each to buttress the other. In the United States in particular, the ability of the upper and upper middle classes to dominate the marketplace of ideas has generally allowed these strata to shape the entire society's perception of political reality and the range of realistic political and social possibilities. While Westerners usually equate the marketplace with freedom of opinion, the hidden hand of the market can be almost as potent an instrument of control as the iron fist of the state. So there you have it. It just so happens today that the iron fist of the state is happily wedded to the potent instrument of control wielded by the corporate branch of society. They're both happily married, folks, and they're working together to exploit, to lie to, and to use the general public, particularly the poor sector of society, to use them, to exploit them, to do its bidding. It's absolutely disgusting. It is supposed to be the job of government to protect the weak from the strong, to protect the poor from the rich. Today, it's the other way around. It's literally Robin Hood in reverse, guys. It's robbing from the poor to give to the rich. And any government that does that should be ashamed of itself and deserves the scorn that it gets. And you know, if they take any action against the Native Americans for what they're trying to accomplish, they'll just expose themselves all the more as the inhuman trash that they are. And I hope that inspires more people to wake up and to take a stand against this system and to purge this country of vermin.
Ooh, was that a violent radicalization statement?
By purge, I mean bring them before a grand jury and have them tried for their crimes of treason. I guess we got another caller, George Gordon. George, welcome to the show.
My name is just George. I'm not Gordon. There's
oh,
no
okay.
Gordon in my name. But anyway, I am from Florida. I am a half Cherokee Indian. My dad was Cherokee, and my mom was Irish and German. And my father, he served in the Marine Corps as an officer and an Annapolis graduate. And his mentor was a co-talker back in World War II. And, you know, my father's passed away, but I tell you one thing, he would side with what was going on. Because one thing I do know is, like, on a lot of these reservations, they don't like to say is that instead of giving, like I say, now they're giving casinos because they don't want them mining the natural resources that are on some of these reservations. There could be gold or oil underneath them.
Yeah.
That could basically sustain their economy.
And it looks like good PR. See, we're helping them, you know, but they're not helping them. They're not doing it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. My dad hated Andrew Jackson because there's an example of a U.S. government back in the early days violating a treaty. Threw him off the land and sent him out to Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, they violated every treaty. What treaty have they not?
Well, I'm just saying right now it's more like the Indians are a sovereign people, and I think they have a right to a sovereign nation and without any interference from the from Washington, D.C., if they're a sovereign nation.
No, isn't that essentially what the Amish have? Aren't they self-governing?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Now, why are they granted that and not the... Oh, man, I tell you.
It's eugenics.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's no accident. The statistics that Russell had quoted yesterday. That's all. I mean, this is exactly, I wasn't kidding, the parallel is striking between what's being done to the Palestinians. It's the same thing. They're trying to starve them and you know, drive them so desperately into poverty. And yeah, now you've got the average lifespan 42 years. This is all by design. They want this.
Yes, and another thing is too is like when I was out in Navajo Reservation last summer, I talked to a deputy out there, deputy sheriff on the reservation, and they're sitting there telling that they were getting sick and tired of, like, Child Protective Services coming out and grabbing the kids and using them to experiment on pharmaceutical drugs.
Sure. That's stated. That's in their own documents. They admit that. Did you know that, folks? They're doing this. They're using kids and this is, they've been set up with the legal precedent to do this, using kids, especially orphans that don't have parents that can fight for their rights, and mentally retarded kids, you know, mentally handicapped kids, using them as experiments, as guinea pigs for experiments to develop new pharmacological products. No kidding. That's a fact.
Yeah,
especially
like
poor and Native Americans, sure.
And, and some of the local tribal councils have stopped Child Protective Services from coming in and taking kids. And, you know, the thing is like enough is enough. You know, even though I don't live on a reservation anymore, I live in Florida, you know, it's like enough is enough. You know, the Indians are getting tyrannized, the regular Americans are getting tyrannized. And like I say, these corporations and these bankers, you know, it's, you know, there's a tidal wave coming against them, and I don't think it can be stopped.
Right. Yeah, the tide is turning,
I just want to make another thing. I'll hang up. It's more like what I say with Ron Paul. You know, look at the money he's raising, and Mike Huckabee's having his big fundraising day, and all he raised since 1 o'clock in 12 hours was $32,500.
And again, where's the media? Why are they're not talking about this? Just like they're not talking about Native Americans and their sufferings and how they're you know. Something needs to be done to help them. No, they don't talk about that at all. I've never, ever seen, somebody call and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never seen on any of our major networks anything ever done in, you know, to expose this and, you know, to have a telethon drive to, you know, to help relief funds for the Native. Of course, would that even matter, because they always keep 99.9% of the funds anyway for themselves, but it would just be window dressing. But they don't even do it for window dressing purposes. They don't give any attention to this. They'll tell you about, ethnic cleansing over in Yugoslavia and how we intervened and saved the day, which was a complete fraud, of course. But, you know, you never hear about the ethnic cleansing going on right here and over in Palestine. Never hear about that.
No, you never do. I was saying, I think the chickens are coming home to roost, and I really think grand juries and trials are coming their way.
Oh, they can spend their billions all they want on their controlled media, and you know what? It's not doing anything for them anymore. People are waking up. They're just not fooling anybody anymore.
Well, you know, so, one nice thing that would get the bankers all angry, if all these reservations had their own currencies that were backed up by gold and silver, and that'd be the competing currency with our toilet paper dollar.
It's about all it's worth, isn't it?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. Well, you know, when I say they're not fooling anyone anymore, what I mean is they're not fooling real people, real Americans who really do care and understand what's going on and care about the Constitution, care about life. They might be fooling the dumbed-down, doped-up robots, but those aren't human beings as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I mean, seriously, you know, if you're apathetic enough to see what's going on and not care and not want to do anything about it, but just sit back and your way through life, you deserve the slavery that they're imposing on you. But as far as the rest of us, we're not going to sit around. Let's take a look at another quote, guys. This is from Ramsey Clark, someone I'd like to get on the show, too. This guy is very, very respectable. He's former U.S. Attorney General under LBJ, of all people. But this guy is he's a true American. He had this to say about the media and those who control it. He said, "We are a plutocracy. We ought to face it. A country in which wealth controls. That may be true of all countries, but it's uniquely true of ours because of our materialism and concentration of wealth here. Even our democratic processes are hardly that, because money dominates politics, and we know it. Through politics, it dominates government, and it dominates the media. We really need desperately to find new ways to hear independent voices and points of view. It's the only way we're going to find the truth." Independent voices. That's right. We don't have that in the media, guys. They're all controlled by big money, big business, and again, only their interests are served. There's no media, major media outlet out there anymore that is doing anything to give voice to the interests of the average person in this country, which comprises, of course, you know, 99.9% of the population. The average American has no voice. Their interests are not being served. They're not getting any attention in the media. They're only serving the interests of a, you know, infinitesimally small percentage of the population, which has sucked the whopping bulk of this nation's wealth into its hands. Think about it. How long do you think a top-heavy ship can float, there have been many books, guys, written over the years that talk of how there is no truthfulness in reporting anymore, and how there's a pervasive bias in the media. But, of course, you know, when it's a Republican administration, they'll tell you it's a liberal bias, and when it's a Democratic administration, they'll say it's a right-wing conspiracy. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. They just play you like a basketball on a court, dribbling you, you know, just get you all dizzy. The bias does exist, but it's not left, it's not right, it's not Republican, it's not Democrat. It's a globalist bias. It's keeping you ignorant of the fact that we're in the midst of a monstrous conspiracy for global domination. That's the bias. All right, guys, short break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've been talking today about control in our media, how they lie to us. You know, there's a lot more here that I was going to go over, but time doesn't permit. I don't think I'm going to pick up at this tomorrow because it's pretty much just redundancy of the same stuff. But if anyone wants, as always, transcripts of this or any other show I've done, you know, when I go off on my tangents like this alone without a guest, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. That's H-E-R-T-Z, the spelling for Hertz. truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and I'll send you the transcripts. But, you know, I go into, well, let me read you this quote first. This is as if you need more proof, but this is from Bernard Goldberg, who authored the book Bias, A CBS Insider Exposes How the Media Distort the News. And he said, quote, "We the press like to say that we're honest brokers of information, and it's just not true. The press does have an agenda." So, I mean, there you go. I go on and on and on with quotes like this from insiders, former insiders, all saying the same thing. I mentioned the Dan Rather quote. I was going to read that, but didn't have time today. But, you know, Dan Rather says that the job of the media today is to protect the backsides of those in power. And he says, "I don't exempt myself from that criticism." He admitted that he's doing it, too. He said there's a pervasive fear that, you know, you're going to be blacklisted. You're going to get fired. It's going to ruin your career. So you do what you're told. But he knows that the media lies. Others know that you know the media lies. There's some that don't, but if they find out, they quickly realize they're going to keep their mouth shut. They'll be out of a job. So most of them conform. So that's how the lies march on. But there's no question about it, guys. This is not paranoia. It's not some wild conspiracy theory. It's a fact. The media lies. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue to watch that crap, or are you going to start educating yourself, looking beyond the news, becoming your own investigative journalist? I was also going to go on, and again, you can get the transcripts for this and check it yourself, but I was going to go on and talk about, you know, David Rockefeller back in, I think it was 1991, at the Bilderberger Conference that year. He got up and he actually thanked media representatives present there. He says, "I want to thank all of you, you know, from the New York Times, the Washington Post," and on, he named some from CBS, NBC, who were all in attendance there. He says, "I want to thank you for being faithful to your promise of discretion over the past 50 years, referring back to, you know, when the Bilderbergers were founded, or 40 years, I guess it was at that time. He says, I want to thank you all for being faithful to that promise of discretion. If it weren't for that, we would not have made the great strides forward, the progress forward that we have made toward world government." Unbelievable. So there you have it. The media, one of the main reasons why they lie and cover up and don't tell you the truth, is because there is this ongoing conspiracy for world government. And if they were to talk about this, the cover would be blown and they wouldn't succeed. They want total, complete global domination, where all money, all power is concentrated in the hands of a few, and the whopping masses of the rest of us are reduced to absolute enslaving poverty, crushing poverty, barely scraping by. That's the utopia they're trying to sell you. That's this heaven on earth they're talking about. Oh, yeah, it'll be heaven for them, all right. They'll be on the golf course as you're sweating in the sweatshop, getting fingers chopped off by, you know, machinery and having rats carrying diseases all throughout the factory and having your kids there working alongside you, along with grandma and grandpa, whether or not they're in their wheelchairs, you know, working 16 hours a day, maybe more. This is their utopia, folks. Is that what you want? If not, you better wake up and start voicing your opinion and doing something about this, because this, I'll tell you, we could very well wind up there tomorrow if we don't get out of our coma. All right, guys, that's it for today. I'll go off into something else tomorrow. I'm not sure what yet, but it'll be good. All right, we'll see you then. Take care. Have a good day.
With recent internet.